رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربنا زدنا علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين. ربي يسر ولا تعسر، وتمم بالخير، وبك نستعين يا فتح. آمين ثم آمين يا رب العالمين. Let's continue our tafsir of Surah Al-Kahf from Ayah 45, a very beautiful lesson and ayahs which make our heart bleed, simply heartbreaking. It seems like that the main theme of Surah Al-Kahf is to end the materialism, the renunciation of materialism. These ayahs represent the theme in the best form. And these ayahs are from those ayahs which in reality can change someone's priorities. We will start our tafsir with a dua that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala change our priorities too. Ameen summa ameen. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. وَاضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا كَمَاءٍ أَنْزَلْنَاهُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ فَاخْتَلَطَ بِهِ نَبَاتُ الْأَرْضِ فَأَصْبَحَ حَشِيمًا تَذْرُوهُ الرِّيَاحُ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ مُقْتَدِرًا. And put forward to them the example of the life of this world. It is like the water, rain, which we sent down from the sky, and the vegetation of the earth mingles with it and becomes fresh and green. But later it becomes dry and broken pieces, which the winds scatter. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is able to do everything. It is giving such a sad feeling, and a person feels like thinking about himself. He can't ignore the fact that worldly life is so unpredictable, uncertain like water from the sky and mingling of earth's vegetation with it. Spring of few days, then autumn. Dry barren land all around and then falling of leaves. This is life. What should we do? Should we withhold this life? No, we can't do this. Can we stop the passing time? No, we can't stop it. It is like a vehicle which it starts running on the road. It does not stop itself. It stops when the driver stops it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put us on this worldly road. Try reciting this ayah the day any child comes into this world. Heart does not desire to recite this ayah or try to understand its meaning. When a new person enters in the world, everyone celebrates, congratulating each other. Whoever gets the blessing of children, they celebrate their happiness. In that happy moment, if someone thinks that this innocent, precious child lips like rose petals, who even smiles with a little touch of someone's hand, what will happen to him tomorrow? Maybe a grandmother with her wrinkly face sitting by that child's side can vow to that reality. That, وَاضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا كَمَاءٍ أَنْزَلْنَاهُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ. Someone tell this child that the world you just entered is not a fun place. Do not get comfortable in it. You entered here, but pass through it quickly and do not try to settle down. When we enter in this world, we have no idea what we can expect here, but we all have a lot of expectations from the children entering in this world. We have hopes and dreams for them. Some parents expect their children to support them financially. Mothers dream weddings of their children. Some start thinking about their grandchildren and how will they bond with them. Fathers start thinking that their children will take over their businesses. So basically, our expectations start the moment a child enters in the world. If we compare child to water, then that child is also created with the water. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Wadrib," put forward. Daraba is hitting one thing on another. When we hit something on another, then it makes sound. Friction occurs. Same way, when we talk, our voices cause friction on other person's ear. The way my words are echoing on your ears. So in Arabic, word daraba comes in three meanings. Word-to-word translation is, he hit, but here it is to talk, and it came in Quran at numerous places in regards to that. Any example given came within this context, to talk. Third meaning is to travel. How? During travel, a person hits his foot on the ground. Here it is the second meaning, to talk, so it hits on eardrums. What? مثل الحياة الدنيا كما إن أنزلناه من السماء. Example of this worldly life. Just note here, not any individual person is mentioned here, like a child's life or a girl's life or a woman's life. No, مثل الحياة الدنيا. Example of the life of the world, the whole world. Allahu Akbar. No one knows how much of it has been lived and how much is still left. But if we gather the life of whole world, then it is like kama in anzalnahu min as-samaa. The way we sent down water from sky. If we see this worldly life, then we find a little pointer, which we get its explanation from another ayah of Quran, and we get its summary from hadith too, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created everything from water. And now science is also collaborating the fact that humanity was created with water. If we take water in regards to the creation of a child, then in Surah Tariq, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, خُلِكَ مِمَّا إِنْ دَافِقْ يَخْرُجُ مِنْ بَيْنِ الصُّلْبِ وَالتَّرَائِبِ. He is created from a water gushing forth, proceeding from between the backbone and the ribs. Sometimes it is also called ma'im mahin too. Anzalnahu min as-samaa. The way rain comes from the sky. A child will be born or not. Pregnancy will occur or not. This decision also comes from the sky. Parents do not hold that key in their hands. Then what happened? فَاخْتَلَطَ بِهِ نَبَاتُ الْأَرْضِ. And the vegetation of the earth mingles with it. اِخْتَلَطَ. Kha, lam, wa. It means mingling. When many things mingle together, then we cannot figure it out. When crops get dense, then the bunches of its fruit also mingles with each other. This is called فَاخْتَلَطَ بِهِ نَبَاتُ الْأَرْضِ. And if we see in regards to a child, then it is mixing of father's semen with mother's semen in mother's womb. نَبَاتُ الْأَرْضِ. Pointing towards the birth of a child. Allah created life in it. It was left at that. And then, فَاصْبَحَ حَشِيمًا. But later it becomes dry and broken pieces. Word hashiman is from hashama. Ha, sheen, meem. Crumbly. To make small pieces. Meaning to break dry bread or dry bone. As both break easily when dry. Same way wooden sticks break easily when dry. You must have heard Hashim in Prophet ﷺ's family. He was Prophet ﷺ's grandfather. He was called Hashim because he used to give small pieces of bread broken in the ghee and used to give it to Hajis. So he was named Hashim because of it. Here it is pointed towards autumn as dry leaves fall and get crumbled. Fall on the ground and then تَزْرُوحُ الرِّيَاحُ, which the wind scatter them around with a certain sound. Have you ever heard the swift movement of leaves in autumn? A strange, sad feeling it carries with it. Which wind is it? It is the wind of a person's old age. What we got from the summary of Surah Yunus ayah was that died in the peak of his youth, a plant was just planted, was green, and suddenly was dried. And here it seems that old age arrived. Point here is, if you die while you are young, or if you die in old age, but the end result is the same. Here, when people are left in old homes, they become cranky. Although the same homely atmosphere is created for them, but still it is hard to cope with it. Why? Tazruhurriyah. The way wind throw away the leaves, the same way old people are thrown away by their kids. Same thing which is the source of happiness for the heart, the same thing becomes a burden of it. Then, who will keep the father and who will keep the mother becomes a debatable topic, that who will take that responsibility. Even the same thing we see in the world. If someone is doing some work, it is always done very enthusiastically in the very beginning, but later then it is wished if someone else could do it. Old parents are okay as long as their love is concerned, but it is hard to take care of them. Then it was said, وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ مُقْتَدِرًا, and Allah is able to do everything. When we felt our heart hollow after this ayah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed a beautiful option. And what is that? Al-malu wal-banuna zinatul hayati dunya. Wealth and children are the adornment of life of this world, which is mentioned in previous ayah. What is this world? Whether we get this in the form of wealth or children. There is no one in this world who claim that he does not desire both. And these are not the source of happiness for me. Majority of people do not enjoy or stay happy as one of these are missing in their lives. And when eventually they get it, then as if they can't even walk properly out of sheer happiness. They start feeling proud. They start to feel little arrogant. It was said, yes, it is true, as it is the adornment of the worldly life. If you take an arrow out of zinatul hayati dunya and connect it to the part of the previous ayah, mathal al hayati dunya, then you will know now that what is the reality behind wealth and children. Its reality is what has been told in the previous ayah. Then what is our option? Wal baqiyatu salihat, but the good righteous deeds. It looks like that righteous deeds came in comparison to the wealth and children, that leave them and start doing baqiyatu salihat, because khayrun 'inda rabbika thawaba, that lasts are better with your Lord for rewards, wa khayrun amala, and better in respect of hope. Remember, here it didn't come as a comparison. It is not said here that leave wealth and children, instead just take tasbih and do some wazayif so you can have baqiyatu salihat. Here, in fact, a message is given that make your wealth and children righteous deeds which stay forever. Why you consider them both coolness for this world only? Try this, that this coolness accompany you till you're hereafter. So here it is told that worry about them so you can take them with you to the next world. If we understand the temperament of Quran and Sunnah, under its light, I will dare to say a sentence that your children are not actually yours. Your husbands are not actually yours. You will say, what did you say? It is so bad. We get from narrations that when we will be standing at the day of judgment, then the emotional relationships of the world, our love and compassionate feelings with them, will be connected with our deeds instead of our ancestry. For example, we love our children too much in this world, and we wish them that they should be righteous. But instead, they were cause of our grief all our lives. Then the moment we will be in the grounds of mahshar, our hearts will be free of any kinds of emotions. Otherwise, will Nuh alayhi salam enjoy that Jannah when he will remember his son Kanan? He will not, right? So actual relationships will be made there. Our husbands are not our real ones. If they were real, then why would they leave us? Either they leave us right in the middle of the journey or we leave them. So actual relations will be made there tomorrow. For example, Bibi Asiya was Firaun's wife, right? So what do you think? She will be his wife again tomorrow? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending message that convert these temporary relations into permanent ones. How will it happen? This is to make them baqiyatu salihat. First is wealth. So let's see wealth. It means the wealth you have, do not make it accessible to yourself only. Use them in such projects so it can be among baqiyatu salihat. Our wealth is our small plant. Find a good cultivated land and plow them there. Keep searching such places where I can invest this dollar of mine. What is the right weather to invest and where it will be better taken care of? Three words we read in Surah Al-Baqarah. If you spend wealth at any inappropriate time, then it will not be beneficial. We cannot plant any seedlings when it is not time and when it is not taken care of appropriately. That's why when the time is right, you can use your wealth in the best manner. In Banoon, Banat are also included. Note that. Otherwise, many people misunderstand this ayah that daughters are not included in it. In Arabic language, it is the style of dominance. As son dominate daughter, like in Quran when word Aminu came, then Mu'minat were also included in it. How will you make your sons those righteous deeds? Number one, when you ask for them, then do dua. Rabbi habli min as-salihin, the way Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam did. And while asking, ask the way Hazrat Zakariya alayhi salam did ask. Rabbi habli min ladunka dhurriyatan tayyibah. إِنَّكَ سَمِيعُ الدُّعَى O my Lord, grant me from you a good offspring. You are indeed the all-hearer of supplications. Ask for طَيِّب ذُرِّيَّة Even if someone is unmarried, then ask that, Ya Allah, when I get married, then grant me righteous صَالِحِ أَوْلَاد The righteous deeds you wished, you could not do till now. Start wishing for your children to fulfill that. Inshallah ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make that happen for you. Then another angle in making your children baqiyatu salihat is that when parents start expecting their child, then parents should refrain from such things in their relationship which hinder in making their unborn child baqiyatu salihat. When we cross our limits in our relationships, then in return, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make other things out of their limits. So the more natural relationship a husband-wife will have, the more chances are of children to be baqiyatu salihat. Then recitation of the dua before husband and wife's relationship. Allahumma jannibna shaytana wa jannibi shaytana ma razaqtana. These are all precautions, which when taken, then we can hope that our soon-to-be-born children will be of baqiyatu salihat. Then after the child is born, all the sunnahs should be completed, which are proven by Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A mother can motivate her unborn child towards baqiyatu salihat. How? By fixing all her daily routine, by learning and teaching Quran, her spending most of her time in spreading Allah's deen. She should have one priority, to do something now while she has time, as she will not have enough time later. So these type of thoughts do affect her soon-to-be-born child. Those children are so very lucky who listen the whole Quran while they are still in their mother's womb. Those mothers are also so very special and lucky who work in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and help humanity while they are carrying their children in their wombs. After that, all those steps start which we worry, and that is of their upbringing, their training. Any child could mold into baqiyatu salihat when he is given proper training. And for children's proper upbringing, it is so very important that their parents had it proper training too. Many people have the concept to put kids into good Islamic school so they could be molded into baqiyatu salihat. For that, I always say to mothers that if Islamic school can plant the plant of Iman in your child's heart, even then, this plant has to be planted in your yard. If school gives a child Iman, but then his house atmosphere is not such that the plant of Iman can survive there, then all the hard work which school put into will be wasted. So do not satisfy yourself with the thought that since your child attends Islamic school now, he will be a scholar, a mu'min, a muttaqi. So make sure your house is compatible with what he is learning in school. When someone's intention is such all along, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not waste their rewards, inshallah ta'ala. When we see lot of misguided children, then on the other hand, we also see children who are indeed coolness of their parents' heart and eyes. But the important point is that parents have to have that concept and knowledge first. It was told, wish for this, خَيْرٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ ثَوَابًا, that lasts are better with your Lord for rewards. What we learned, that not everyone has wealth and sons, so should they be stripped off from baqiyatu salihat? No. They should pray that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them ability to be in baqiyatu salihat. How will this happen? Let's explore this a little. There is a narration from Musnad Ahmad, Ibn Hibban and Hakim by Hazrat Abu al-Sayyid Khudri that Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, gather baqiyatu salihat as much as you can. He asked, what are they? Aap sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, saying of subhanallahi la ilaha illallahu alhamdulillahi allahu akbar wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. There is another narration, subhanallahi walhamdulillahi وَلَا إِلَٰهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ. In it was said to be بَاقِيَاتُ الصَّالِحَاتِ. Now these are the kalimat to be recited, and in reality, these are بَاقِيَاتُ الصَّالِحَاتِ. There is no doubt in it. And that's what we get it from hadith too. There is a beautiful narration about لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. Aap sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said to Hazrat Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that recite these as it eliminates 99 doors of illness and pain. The lowest of the pain Allah eliminates is worry, panic, anxiety and grief. When worry, pain and grief is removed, then what left? And it is one of the lowest of all the things eliminated by reciting this. So these are baqiyatu salihat of the tongue. Same way, another tafsir of baqiyatu salihat is our daily 5 prayers. We do get this narration too. Then another tafsir is that by baqiyatu salihat means absolutely righteous deeds, all of the righteous deeds, daily prayers, righteous deeds and everything else. Every deed can be baqiyatu salihat if the intention behind is for it to go further. There is a beautiful saying of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He said, crop is of 2 kinds. Worldly crop is wealth and children, and crop of hereafter is baqiyatu salihat. He further said, some are granted both, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Hazrat Hassan Basri radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that baqiyatu salihat are a person's intention and intent, as acceptance of amale salih depends upon that. A very deep thought. You can do countless righteous deeds, but what was your intent and intention behind? That matters the most. Otherwise, your mail will be delivered at the wrong address and will not be delivered to your Rabb. The same way, a paraphraser, Ubaid bin Umar said that baqiyatu salihat are righteous daughters as they are the biggest reservoir of righteous deeds. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us for our parents. Ameen. There is a narration by Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anhu that Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw a person of his ummah. He was ordered to throw him in Jahannam, and his righteous daughters clung to him, started crying and started making loud noises. They started pleading to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he did ihsan upon us in the world and worked hard in our upbringing. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had mercy upon him. It is a tafsir by Qurtubi. Allahu Akbar wa khairun amala. Wish for this. We read amal before. Wishful false wishes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you wish for worldly wealth and children, but wish that they be of baqiyatu salihat. If we all do our self-assessment, then we can do the assessment that how much of the work we do is part of baqiyatu salihat and how much is not. A person can earn rewards with these two. And in fact, children become their parents' right hand and help them complete their mission. I think you can depend upon your children if they are righteous. Otherwise, others will listen to you and your own children will not. You can also depend upon your wealth as you are ready to help others in their hour of need. When Sahaba used to receive wealth, they always had the intention to help others. So if we have wealth, do not think it is bad. If you have children, celebrate them. Feel happy, but wish for it to be of permanent righteous deeds. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala presents some scenes from the Day of Judgment, so we can understand the reality of this world better. It is said, وَيَوْمَ نُسَيِّرُ الْجِبَالَ وَتَرَى الْأَرْضَ بَارِزَةً. And remember the day we shall cause the mountains to pass away like clouds of dust, and you will see the earth as a leveled plain. Nothing will be there, نُسَيِّرُ, to move, to make it walk. Mountains will start walking. The blast of the Day of Judgment will be so loud that it will move the mountains from their place. The way when car accident happens, then it moves every part of it from its place. Same way, because of the blast, things will be full of energy that even mountains will start moving. وَتَرَى الْأَرْضَ بَارِزَةً. And you will see the earth as a leveled plain. Bariza, to be more open. When mountains will move from their places, then what left behind? Leveled plains. وَحَشَرْنَاهُمْ. And we shall gather them all together. Everyone will be gathered. People with wealth and children, people with baqiyatu salihat, and the one who wasted all of this. فَلَمْ نُغَادِرْ مِنْهُمْ أَحَدًا. So as to leave not one of them behind. No one will be left behind, as everyone will be standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then they will know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is indeed the truth. Sometimes just imagine all of this. Close your eyes and imagine everything is demolished. Everything is gone. Take yourself further. The more blessings we have, we get more shocks. But whatever we have, all will be finished. In narrations it is mentioned that during last days of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, Jibrail alayhi salam came to him and asked him, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, whatever you desire or want can ask, but one day you have to go. You can love how much you want and to whom you want, but you will part from them one day. It is mentioned about Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. It seems like this life is giving us message that it will perish soon. وَعُرِضُوا عَلَىٰ رَبِّكَ صَفَّىٰ. And they will be set before your Lord in lines as rows, very disciplined, in organized manner, and in straight lines. They will be standing in front of their Lord. Is there any other beautiful point for the formation of lines? The lines we make during our salah is the preparation of وَعُرِضُوا عَلَىٰ رَبِّكَ صَفَّىٰ. The ones who have their lines crooked here, their hearts are crooked, and at the day of judgment, they will be standing in crooked lines. Their heads will be down. They left their life behind. They didn't gain anything and will be asked,
لَقَدْ جِئْتُمُونَا كَمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ.
And Allah will say, now indeed you have come to us as we created you the first time. Where did your arguments go? Where did your reasoning go? Where did your philosophy of life go? You were so sure that the day of judgment will not come. You denied what prophets said. You are here, aren't you? We read in Suratul An'am, Ayah 94,
وَلَقَدْ جِئْتُمُونَا فُرَادَى كَمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ.
And truly, you have come unto us alone, without wealth, companions, or anything else, as we created you the first time. Absolutely alone, the way you were born.
بَلْ زَعَمْتُمْ أَلَّن نَجْعَلَ لَكُمْ مَوْعِدَةً.
Nay, but you thought that we had appointed no meeting for you with us? Meaning everyone will die, but not me? And today you came empty-handed? What does it mean by the way you were created the first time? Meaning when a child is born, he comes empty-handed too. Just think in which condition a child enters in this world. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
كَمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ.
Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, O people, you will be walking towards your Rabb, bare feet and naked at the day of judgment. Note three things in كَمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ. How Allah created, naked, didn't bring along anything to cover the body, walked bare feet. The first person given clothes will be Ibrahim alayhi salam, because his clothes were burned when he was thrown into the fire. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha asked, after listening this, O Allah's Prophet, all men and women will be naked and will be looking at each other? Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O daughter of Siddiq, Siddiqa, everyone will be occupied with their fears and with themselves, that nobody will have time or they will be able to even think about looking at others. Everyone's eyes will be looking up. Allahu Akbar. In one narration, it is mentioned that they will come without circumcisions on that day.
بَلْ زَعَمْتُمْ أَلَّن نَجْعَلَ لَكُمْ مَوْعِدًا.
In which condition you come in this world and how big you consider yourself? How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will deal with us, only Allah knows. Some people say we bury dead with shrouds, so how will they be naked at the day of judgment? Shrouds will stay here. When Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala and whose last hour came, he said, give me shroud in old sheets. New sheets will come in handy for the living. And then it was said that he smiled and said that these sheets will be replaced after some time anyway. He was pointing that for righteous person, shroud from Jannah will be given. Now we do not know what kind of Jannah's shroud is. So we can assume anything other than that. There is side issue in regards to that, that people make standard if someone was righteous or not by saying he didn't even get a shroud. Have you heard this sentence about someone who drowned or died in a plane crash? Never say like that, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows who is in what condition. The only thing to worry about is that we will have only in our possession what we will take with us.
وَوُضِعَ الْكِتَابُ فَتَرَى الْمُجْرِمِينَ مُشْفِقِينَ مِمَّا فِيهِ.
And the book of one's record will be placed in the right hand for a believer in the oneness of Allah, and in the left hand for a disbeliever in the oneness of Allah. And you will see the mujrimeen, criminals, sinners, fearful of that which is recorded therein.
وَيَقُولُونَ. They will say, يَا وَيْلَتَنَا. Woe to us. مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ. What sort of book is this? لا يغادر صغيرة ولا كبيرة. That leaves neither a small thing nor a big thing. إلا أحصاها. But has recorded it with numbers. Imagine neither big nor small will be ignored and left behind. Everything will be recorded there. Everything from the world will be there in the form of shape or figure, in the form of writing, in the form of blessings, in the form of punishments. وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا. And they will find all that they did placed before them. وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا. And your Lord treats no one with injustice. Believe in that. The feelings I get after reading this ayah, that we have so many fears, anxieties and insecurities in life. We fear so many people. If I ask you from whom you are most fearful of, it can be in human relationships. Wives can say from husbands, kids can say from parents, some will say from leaders, some from other supernations. Just open this ayah and see what will be the fear of Day of Judgment. Mushfiqina mimma fih. Write these three words separately in your notes. They will be fearful of that. Scared of what? Mimma is joining of two words. Min plus ma. From what? Fihi is in it. In what? He is what? Al-Kitab. Whatever entries will be in the Book of Deeds, we will be scared from it the most. Allahu Akbar. In this world, if someone said anything and it is recorded, then he fears that the most. We fear that no one finds no incriminating evidence against us. It is like a criminal is denying his crime in the court and a proof of evidence against him is shown. Then he cannot deny that crime. A person will fear the most about the entries in his book of deeds. Let's ponder over it just for 5 seconds, that from which deed I will be scared of at the Day of Judgment. Because nothing, neither big nor small, is left unwritten there. La yughadiru saghiratan wala kabira. Just keep this recorder in front of your eyes. It is not a small thing that وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا. Deeds will be presented in front of everyone. The wealth will be in the form of snakes and scorpions wrapped around a person's neck, the wealth we did not pay zakat on. Sins will be on a person's shoulder in the form of buffalo and cows. And sometimes righteous deeds will be seen too. Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, seek fat animals for qurbani, because at the Day of Judgment, they will be your transport on bridge sirat. Allahu Akbar. Same way it is said about the people who take away orphans' wealth unjustly, that they are storing fire in their stomachs. So we have to exercise great caution. Let's listen to tilawat of the ayahs, and at this time, think nothing but the recorder about the Book of Deeds. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته
واضرب لهم مثل الحياة الدنيا كماء أنزلناه من السماء فاختلط به نبات الأرض فأصبح هشيما تذروه الرياح وكان الله على كل شيء مقتدرا المال والبنون زينة الحياة الدنيا والباقيات الصالحات خير عند ربك ثوابا وخير أملا
ويوم نسير الجبال وترى الأرض بارزة
وحشرناهم فلم نغادر منهم أحدا وعرضوا على ربك صفا لقد جئتمونا كما خلقناكم أول مرة بل زعمتم أن لن نجعل لكم موعدا ووضع الكتاب فترى المجرمين مشفقين مما فيه ويقولون يا ويلتنا ما لهذا الكتاب لا يغادر صغيرة ولا كبيرة إلا أحصاها ووجدوا ما عملوا حاضرا ولا يظلم ربك أحداً